You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Mahmoud Khalil, and I am with you today in another podcast from AppleViz. Today, we are going to discuss a Microsoft app. This app is called Office Lens. It's an OCR, and it is described at the App Store by Microsoft as if you want to keep your digital documents into your pocket, this is the solution. So I'm going to demonstrate the app with you today, keeping this in mind that app is fairly accessible. I would say app needs little more work to be done, as Microsoft talking about accessibility quite a lot, but we all notice Microsoft needs little more work in developing their accessibility parameters and setting up the accessibility standards. So this is what they do need in working this kind of apps as well. However, as I said, the app is fairly accessible, so I would launch the app. And before launching that, let me tell you that I am on iPhone 5 running iOS 8.41. The version of Office Lens 1.01 is what we are going to demonstrate today. So let's go and launch Office Lens and see what kind of things Microsoft presented in this app. So I'll double tap on Office Lens to launch it.
Office Lens, show menu list button.
So the first place is show menu list in the Office Lens.
Flash automatic button.
Flash automatic. If we double tap this flash, what will happen? Let's see.
Flash on.
Flash on, which I'm sure would be better.
Flash off.
Flash off. Obviously, it won't help.
Flash automatic.
So flash automatic seems a better option. Let's go on.
Camera mode. Document. Adjustable.
Camera mode is document.
Photo.
That means it can take a picture of a photo as well. This was the last option. And if I go up.
Document.
Document.
Whiteboard.
Whiteboard. That's interesting. That means it can take a picture of whiteboard as well.
Whiteboard.
And that's all. So we have three options. And document is in the middle. Let's move on towards right. And I'll flick my finger.
Take picture. Button.
Take picture is the button, and that's all. Take picture, and if we flick the finger towards left,
camera mode, document,
camera mode,
adjustable,
document,
flash automatic, button.
Flash is automatic,
show menu list, button.
And this is the show menu list. So let's go into the show menu list and see the menu. What else do they have in this app?
Show menu list, selected, camera.
So selected is camera.
Import.
That means you can import the document. So that also means if you have a picture saved in your photo library, in your camera roll, received from anywhere, you can import it. And that would also work. What else?
Recent uploads.
Recent uploads. So the documents you've prepared must be uploaded.
Settings.
Settings.
Send feedback.
Send feedback. I guess we're not going to send the feedback right now.
Show menu list button.
Okay, before demonstrating or taking the picture, let me say a few words. First of all, you have to have an internet connection to work with this app, because when you'll take the picture, it will send the picture to the server and then it will process. First, it will transfer, and then it will process it. And then it will send your document, export your document into the format you want it to be. When you would run this app for the first time, you'd create an account, and you would be able to export your document into Microsoft Word or PDF or PowerPoint or anywhere you want, or any shape you want. And I also have Microsoft Word installed in my iPhone, so I would export the document into Microsoft Word format. And it would be a wonderful available Word document which I can access through my account from anywhere in the PC or wherever I want. Or once I will upload the document, I can obviously share, send it through email, or using any other app, I can use that document. That would be another wonderful option. Let me say this, that this app is free, and it's, as we all know, plenty of OCR apps are available in the App Store for iPhone, and most of them are pretty expensive. So, and this app is for free. So having a free app and then having several options to export your document or upload your document into several different formats is a wonderful option.
Flash automatic, camera mode, take picture, button.
I'll double tap on take picture. I have a page in front of me, and I'm going to take a picture. I am placing my phone at the bottom of the page and putting it about 7 to 9 inches above the page. That's what is recommended for this app to work. I'll double tap on the take picture button and see what happens.
Take picture. Document. Processing. Image. Processing complete.
So after it processes the image, now I have the options. Let's see what I have.
Image.
Image.
Camera mode. Document. Adjustable.
Camera mode is document.
Image. Done. Button.
I have done button.
Crop. Button.
Crop. I can crop it.
Retake. Button.
And I can retake. Once I would, if I would retake, it will ask me to delete the image I already have taken, but I'm not going to do it, so I will get it done.
Crop, done, button, done. Export to, back, button.
Now I have the option of export to.
Export to, heading, OneNote.
OneNote.
OneDrive. Word. PowerPoint. PDF. Mail. Photo library. Share, button.
So I don't have to explain this all. All of you do know what these options mean, but I will export it to Microsoft Word.
Photo library, mail, PDF, PowerPoint, Word.
And I'll double tap on Word, and I would like it to give me a Word document. So let's see what happens now.
Word, recent uploads, export to, back button. Recent uploads, close, status up.
It takes some time to upload the document. And here, it is a little bit inaccessible with iPhone 5, I have noticed. iPhone 5S and iPhone 6, it works far better. I have seen people using it, and I have seen people using it nicely. So once it will transfer the document, it will process it, and then it will give me the option to open the document, and it will be opened in Microsoft Word. So let's see what is it doing now.
Recent uploads, heading.
So I am into recent
status
uploads.
Updated. Recent uploads, Word document, Office Lens, 20150817005859, docs, processing, ellipsis.
So now it is processing after it got transferred.
Actions available.
So after it finishes the processing, actually, several times it does not say anything, and you just will have to flick the finger towards right or left to know if it is finished, it finished processing or not. So that's what I'm going to do now.
Close button. Word document. Office Lens 2015081700585 9. Docs. Tap to open. Word. Connecting. Ellipsis.
So it's connecting. And now I would just wait.
Downloading. Ellipsis. Office Lens 2015081700585 9 1. Opening. Ellipsis. Office Lens 2015081700585 9 1. Page 1 of 3. Track changes off.
So it opened the page, the document, and page 1 of 3. Now how it did it formatted it, it is its own format. So I have taken a picture of one page, but it turned it into 3 pages actually. And I do not know why it did that. That's why at the start of this podcast, I did say that there are fewer things we have to tolerate about it. And Microsoft needs to work little more on its accessibility features. So let me flick the finger towards right to see what it scanned.
Save and close. Button. File. Button.
I have save and close.
File. Button.
File.
Undo. Dimmed. Button.
Undo if I had made any changes.
Show ribbon. Button.
Show ribbon. I'm not going into those.
Reflow. Button.
Reflow.
More. Button.
More. And if we do more, I guess we'd have more editing options in this document.
Header. Text field.
But probably we are more interested in the document we have scanned. We would like to read it.
Image.
So image we have.
Document. 2.11 system boot 69. How will the boot disk be formatted? How many sections or partitions / will it be separated into? And what will go into each partition? How much memory is available? Some systems will determine this value themselves by referencing memory location after memory location until an illegal address fault is generated. This procedure defines the final legal address and hence the amount of available memory. What devices are available? The system will need to know how to address each device, the device number, the device interrupt number, the device's type and model, and any special device characteristics.
Let me not bother you with reading with this document all the way. I have read it before, and I know it is pretty much correctly scanned, and pretty much correctly the picture is taken.
Image. Image.
What else we have?
Image. Image. Footer. Text field.
Now we have footer.
Header. Text field. Document. System boot. After. Footer. Text field. Header. Text field. Title. Image. Document. Text field. Footer. Text field.
Document is divided into several different options, and footers and headers and document is splitted into different pages and different options. I'm not going into those details. I would want you to try it and would want you to explore this app, and you must send your feedback to Microsoft as well for if there are any things you would think that need to be improved. I want to try one more option in this app, and I would like to choose one photo from the photo library and try it if it really works. So I would save and close this file and quickly go back to my Office Lens.
Office Lens 201. Save and close button.
So I'm back to recent uploads, and I'll close it.
Close button. Show menu list button.
So I'm back into show menu list. And this time I'm not going to take the picture. I am going to pick up one photo from my camera roll. I specially put it in there in order to use it for this podcast.
Show menu list. Selected. Camera.
So selected is camera.
Import.
So I am going to double tap on import button in order to get a picture from my camera roll.
Photos. Heading. Cancel. Moments. Camera roll. 5 photos. Select. Camera roll. Photo. 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 Portrait. August 13th, 12:08 a.m. Image. Photo. Portrait. August 13th, 12:07 a.m. Photo. Portrait. August 12th, 9:05 p.m. Image. Cancel. Button. Page 1 of 1. Photo. Portrait. August 12th, 9:05 p.m. Image.
So let's take this picture and see what do we have in it.
Photo. Processing complete. Retake. Button. Crop. Button. Done. Button.
So after processing complete, we have crop, retake, done,
image,
and image.
Camera mode. document.
And again, camera mode, document.
Image, done, button.
We will get it done.
Done. Export to, back, button.
We have the option of export to.
Export to, heading, OneNote, OneDrive, Word, PowerPoint, Word.
So we will export it to Word.
Status updated, Word document, Office, recent uploads, Word document, Office Lens, 20150817012830, docs, transferring, ellipsis. Close button. Word status updated. Recent uploads. Word document. Office Lens. 20150817012830. Docs. Processing. Ellipsis. Recent uploads. Word document. Office Lens. 20150817012830. Docs. Tap to open. Action. Close button.
So I have the option of tap to open and close. It didn't say a word that it finished processing. And that's a small problem I noticed. And I think our friends should send the feedback to Microsoft in order for it to be improved in its next version.
Word document, Office Lens, 201. Word. Connecting, ellipsis.
Double tap on open and
downloading, ellipsis.
Now it's
Office
downloading.
Lens, 20150817. 0128301. Opening ellipsis. Office Lens 20150817. 0128301. Page 1 of 3 track changes off.
So now we have another document with us. Let's see what do we have in here.
Save and close. File. Undo. Show ribbon. Reflow. More. Button. Header. Text. Image. Image. Document. Operations on processes 115 creation and management in the Win32 API are encouraged to consult the bibliographical notes at the end of this chapter. Two parameters passed to create process are instances of the start to info and process on formation structures. Start with info specifies many properties of the new process, such as window size and appearance and handies to standard input and output files. The process and formation structure can tie into handle and the identifiers to the newly created process and its thread. We invoke the zero memory function to allocate memory for each of these structures before proceeding with create process dot. The first two parameters passed to create process are the application name and command line parameters.
So, I'm not going to till the end of this document because it's a big document, and I have read this article before, so I will just let it go and save and close.
Tap more, reflow, show ribbon, undo, file, save and close button.
So I will double tap on save and close.
Today, heading, Office Lens 2015, today.
It was a demo of an app, Office Lens. And I will sign off from here now. You can visit www.applewiz.com for more details on accessibility and accessible apps. And if you want to contact me, I can be reached at mhkhalil@gmail.com. mhkhalil@gmail.com. And my Twitter is at mhkhalil. mhkhalil. Thank you very much for being with me and have a wonderful day ahead. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleViz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.